Yeah, that's right. On a recent trip I made to Africa, I was visiting Zambia, which is a country above South Africa in the bottom right of the continent. And I spent some time there walking in the South Luangwa National Park. Now, that's one of the richest and most pristine game reserves in the country. And the Zambian economy actually relies very heavily on tourists coming in to see their animals. And they have found that one very effective way to protect their game, which is also frequently of interest to poachers, of course, is to make it the law that a wildlife protection officer who's a specialised and critically armed member of the country's police force accompanies all of the safari groups and walkers. And that has the great virtue that it means there's a very visible armed police presence wherever the game is.
My name is Andrew Sakala and I'm a Zambia Wildlife Police Officer in the South Luangwa National Park.
So what does that actually mean you do?
Actually, we are divided into two categories. Right now, some are out in the field conducting anti-poaching patrols to stop poachers from hunting our game. And then some of us were conducting escort duties, doing the protection on the guests during the walking safaris.
Yeah, because you're out with us every day and you're the bloke with the seriously big gun.
Yes, we use AK-47s.
Right. So what's that loaded with? Can you show me?
Yeah, I can. It's loaded with a mix of rounds, hard ones and full metal jackets.
Part of your job is to escort people like me around.
Yes.
And you said the other part of your job is doing the anti-poaching side of things. So what does that involve then?
It involves anti-poaching patrols. When we are said to go and do anti-poaching patrols in the field, we carry everything. We need to be out in the field for 10 days.
Presumably the poachers are not nice people.
They are not, literally, because they don't know the importance of our game, because all they do is they mean to destroy. When you are confronting a poacher, he is pretty sure that if he is apprehended and brought to justice, he's going to be in jail for too long. So trying to rescue from that one, he's going to do anything, but not with a rifle, because normally nowadays they're using muzzle loading guns, which when he fires once for him to load it, it takes sometimes good 20, 30 minutes. So he knows with somebody handling an AK-47, he is vulnerable.
So really, it's your physical presence. You're a very visible presence in the park. Mm-hmm. And that's a strong deterrent to them. You don't actually have to fire on them very often.
No. When we see the poachers, we stalk them. If we charge forward to them, they start running away, we'll try and fire to scare them so that they stop, and then we apprehend them, take them before justice.
Andrew Sakala there.